Hi mate, my name's Matt. I'm doing a TY856 swap on my Rex, and I've done a few gearbox swaps in my day. I'm a mechanic by trade, and I don't really want to do this one on the driveway. How much would you guys want for labour? Okay, that's fair enough. It's not like an urgent job, it's a project car, so it sits in the garage most of the time anyway. With that sort of job, I know that it's a pretty big one, having done it myself, so it's one of those things. Do you guys have parts readily available if I need, like, let's say I need a flywheel and I need a clutch for it, obviously. Do you guys have that there that I can get from you? Okay. Is there anyone that you'd recommend that you trust to do this sort of work? Is there anyone that you'd trust to do this sort of work if you guys aren't taking it on this time of year? Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Additional to that, because this car is obviously a project car, I'm looking at doing the DCCD swap in. I know that there's a diff that you can buy, the center diff that you can buy, but they're a bit expensive. Do you know if there's any readily available that you know of? Yeah. Not just the mapping of it, I'm meaning the actual diff itself. It's not a DCCD, it's only an open. Okay. Yeah, because. Yep. Gotcha. Because it's all oil driven, isn't it? Okay. With the Cusco kits, because from what I understand, DCCD is a bit of a novelty. Is it? Or is it more? Right. Spec B, yeah. Yeah. Right. From what my mate was saying, and he's from, like, he works at the Subaru dealer, he was saying that that's the only main difference is the box itself is fine and able to cope with the power. It's the diffs that are the weak point in that gearbox. Is that correct? In the ratios. No, it's going to be a rally car at most, so 220 to 250 kilowatts maximum, really. Okay, cool. Are the ratios any, like, I know that they're longer ratios. Is that going to be a downside for me when it comes to rallying? Because I know I like quick track ratios. So would you probably say I'm better off just selling this one on and then going for. Yeah, okay. The problem is that people are wanting 11 grand for those now. Yeah. Okay. I'll have a think about it. Maybe it might be just a little bit of a longer term project and then just sell this box off. Okay. Easiest way forward. No, thanks for your time, mate. If I do, like, obviously get a new box, then I'll probably speak to you guys and go from there. How different out of from your experience, how different are those ratios? Are they wildly different? Like one's a slug and one's pretty rapid? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so what I've got in my WX at the moment is a 4.44, and that's brilliant. But it's just made out of glass, as you know. Right. Okay. Might pay to think about Medina, just do a Medina swap. With the Medinas, have you had much, or Modena, have you had much of a experience with them? Can you get a six speed into a five speed housing? No. Nah. Okay, so it would be a five speed gearbox still, but dog engagement, straight cut gears. Yeah, okay. So if I was to keep the housing from the Liberty, I could put a Medina set in. And that might be the way to go. Because then I can get pneumatic engagement as well and do the whole. Because the goal for the car long term is for it to be, I don't know if you know much about Richard Burns, his 2001 car. That's what I want. That's pretty much what I want. So I might then keep the housing, just sell on the gear set and build a box. Do you guys sell the gear sets there from Modena? How much are we looking for a gear set? That's not too bad considering. Do you guys do finance at all? No, that's okay. Rallying is one of those things where I might actually need to speak to some people and try and find a sponsor then. Okay, easy done. Well, thank you for your time. I'll let you know how I go and go from there. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.